I'm Carol Hills, and it's The World. In a moment, a new look at the life of Edvard Munch. You know, The Scream. But first, we have this essay from our friend Deepak Singh. He's an Indian-American writer who's lived in Virginia and Michigan, and now he has a new home.
I recently moved to Brunswick, Maine. And when I tell folks where I live now, they say, "Oh, lucky you. Maine is gorgeous." It is, and people are very friendly. But walking around downtown, I seem to be the only brown person here. A couple of days ago, though, I saw another man with brown skin. He had a flowing gray beard and a blue turban on his head. He looked like my Sikh neighbor in my hometown of Lucknow, in India. But the context was all wrong. As he came close, he looked at me and smiled. I smiled back and said something like, "You? Here? How?" He kept smiling, but didn't say anything. I thought maybe he didn't speak English. I switched to Hindi, and I asked him what he was doing in Brunswick, Maine. He replied in Punjabi, which I barely understand. I picked out a few words here and there. I gathered he was from the state of Punjab in India, and his son was in Boston. I got curious about his story and wanted to know more, but we couldn't communicate. Although he and I were from the same country, we had no language in common. We spent several minutes gesticulating and trying to talk. We laughed at how ridiculous it was that we had so much in common, but couldn't have a conversation. India has dozens of languages, and I've met people from different parts of the country, here in the US. I've always been able to find a shared language, but not this time. In the end, just before going our separate ways, I took out my phone and asked the Sikh gentleman to put his number in it. He keyed in the numbers and then his name. We both looked at our phones and burst out laughing. Our last names were same too, Singh. I promised to call him soon, but then I thought, how was I going to communicate? I figured we would find some way.
Writer Deepak Singh in Brunswick, Maine.